Warm weather across the Midwest will be the primary theme for this week. Temperatures will be well above average in much of the U.S., especially in the Midwest Corn Belt and also in portions of hard red wheat country northward through the northern plains and into Canada's prairies. The warm weather is likely to continue to accelerate drying rates and will promote a firming of the soil in those areas that haven't already firmed. Dryness will be a big worry as we get closer to the start of the spring planting season in the northern plains. Now, this is only March 10th, and normally we wouldn't be so concerned about the drying bias and the warm-up that's taking place because oat planting is still a few weeks away under normal conditions. We want to be careful that we don't just continue to perpetuate this dry and warm bias all the way into the heart of the spring season because it'll become too dry for planting in some of these areas. Remember that this is part of the 18-year cycle that's playing out, and dryness in that particular part of the country is expected to stay with us during the spring. There will be periods where relief is going to occur, but it's not necessarily going to be a fix-all in any case. Now, in the heart of the Midwest, we do expect to see precipitation periodically in the lower and eastern parts of the region, and really outside of the upper Mississippi River Basin and the eastern Dakotas, we're really not looking at too much in the way of dryness issues across the heart of this region. Now, most of the corn and soybean production region will stay favorably moist, I think, as we move forward through these next 10 days. During the course of the weekend, we did see precipitation develop in the southwestern Corn Belt that occurred initially in Kansas and Missouri. It did spread to the north and northeast as we went through the day yesterday, and precipitation here this morning continues to be pushing more and more across the northern and eastern parts of the region. A lot of this precipitation is not all that impressive, and additional moisture will be needed in the upper Midwest in order to sustain any kind of an improving trend in that part of the region. The rain totals that were suggested through midnight last night were only up to about 0.3 inch, maybe 0.4 inch in a few spots across parts of Iowa. Otherwise, a few hundredths of an inch to 0.2 inch occurred as far north as southern Minnesota and southeastern parts of South Dakota. Those totals were through 1 a.m. this morning. It has rained further north from there in the most recent hours. We've also seen rain occur across the Great Lakes region and some of the eastern Midwest as well. Well, the temperatures are expected to continue to be warm. We saw a big warm-up take place over the course of the weekend. Almost all of the Midwest saw 60-degree temperatures at one time or another, a few lower 70s in the south and northwestern parts of the region. In fact, 70s have reached all the way up into parts of Montana and points northward into areas just along the Alberta-Saskatchewan border area. Temperatures this week will likely continue unseasonably warm without exception. I think most of the region from the northern half of the plains up into the upper Midwest and from there into Canada will likely be warmest relative to normal. But don't be surprised if a big part of the Midwest is also included in that, along with hard red wheat country. These areas will likely see temperatures each afternoon running in the 60s and 70s, with the exception of the far north, where we'll see some occasional readings in the 40s and 50s. Now, most of those 40s will be outside of crop country. In fact, I think 50s will probably be more likely across those northernmost areas. Now, don't also be surprised to see a few lower 80-degree temperatures occurring in the southern parts of the region from Kansas into parts of Missouri. We'll likely see this on a daily basis from now into the middle part of this week, and perhaps it will last longer as we go a little deeper into the week. Low temperatures at night are likely to run mostly in the range of 30s and 40s in the far north and 40s and 50s in the south. Now, there will be some 20s every once in a while in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and it won't be very widespread. Bottom line is we're still expecting to see net drying in many areas. Precipitation prospects will likely see the rain today wind down. It'll be followed by a period of somewhat drier weather for a day or two, and then isolated showers will pop up across southern and eastern parts of the Midwest as we finish out this week. A lot of that rain will not be significant enough to counter evaporation, but it will keep a little bit of humidity in the air. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.